KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Coming up on KUCB News, an Aleutian Airways plane collided with a bald eagle over the weekend, and a group of un-Alaskans hit the waves over the holidays. Stay tuned.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
Good afternoon and thanks for tuning in. It's Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Today is Slavi, that's Christmas in the Julian calendar, celebrated by Orthodox Christians around the world. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. An Aleutian Airways plane collided with a bald eagle while en route to Unalaska on Saturday. According to Aleutian Airways CEO Wayne Heller, the Saab 2000 aircraft sustained minor damage to its landing gear. He says the crew safely landed the plane and no one was harmed in the incident. The plane is still on Unalaska's Tom Madsen Airport runway, but is not blocking other aircraft from taking off or landing. Heller says maintenance teams are conducting a thorough inspection of the plane before returning it to service. Photos of the incident suggest the eagle died in the collision. Airline officials have not confirmed the bird's status. Bird strikes are a known occurrence in aviation and have happened in Unalaska before. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, a Penn Air Saab turboprop collided with a bald eagle in Unalaska in 2018. While many families around Alaska unwrapped presents in the warmth of their homes on Christmas Day, a group of surfers were paddling into 41-degree water, catching waves on the Bering Sea. KUCB's Kanisha McGlashan Price has the story.
Like most mornings, Tim Erickson drove out to the local surf spot in Unalaska to scope out the waves. The last few days had been choppy and windy, but he had a surprise present on Christmas Day, a glassy bay with perfect conditions.
What I like to do is I'll go up and drive up to the lookout point. To my surprise that day, I saw, two cars and two people were coming out with surfboard. And I sat there and watched it for probably a good solid 10 minutes. And within that 10 minutes, it was just nonstop, consistent, just waves peeling off of the riprap there.
Tim Erickson is a petty officer with the United States Coast Guard Marine Safety Unit in Unalaska. He describes the conditions as nothing short of a Christmas miracle.
It's like one of the most surreal surfing experiences I've ever had. You know, California's gorgeous. There's amazing waves there, but like the scenery and the wildlife, yeah, very beautiful and surprisingly great waves. Yeah.
One of the surfers Erickson saw from the lookout that morning was tugboat mate Reef Larwood. He's been working on the island for the last 4 years and still loves the beauty of the breaks.
Especially that spot with the shipwreck right there and the snow-covered mountains surrounding you. And then there's always all the sea life. You know, there was a sea lion that came up like 20 feet away from us, probably just checking us out, trying to figure out what was going on, otters and everything. Yeah, it's a cool spot to surf.
The beaches may be beautiful, but surfing in cold waters requires some serious skill. Both Erickson and Larwood have decades of experience and emphasize the importance of safety when tackling these icy waters.
I mean, one thing, hypothermia is a real thing too. So you need to have proper equipment. Like you need to have a really good wetsuit and you need to have a really thick wetsuit.
Erickson says having the right gear is important to not only enjoy the sport, but survive it. For Larwood, having the proper gear and training made this year's Christmas surf unforgettable.
You need a wetsuit, and a wetsuit with a hood, and gloves and booties. And so wetsuits are usually, the thicknesses are in millimeters. So I use a 6 millimeter wetsuit, and then I have, I think, 7 millimeter booties and 7 millimeter gloves. And yeah, you want your wetsuit nice and snug, nice and tight, so water doesn't get in there too easily.
For beginner surfers, Lar would suggest starting in Summer Bay during the warmer months. The sandy bottom offers a safer environment for learning, and he recommends going with a mentor familiar with the area, which surprisingly isn't hard to find in Unalaska. In Unalaska, I'm Kenesha McGlashan Price.
Tribal policy experts got together Friday in anticipation of a fisheries management decision that could eventually set a limit on chum salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea pollock fishery. KUAC's Patrick Gilchrist reports.
Tanana Chiefs Conference hosted Friday's virtual meeting with representatives from Native Peoples Action, Kowarik Incorporated, and Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission, also in attendance. The discussion was meant to gear up stakeholders and tribal members for a February meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which will consider a preliminary draft environmental impact statement regarding chum salmon bycatch limits. That document was released on December 20th. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the Alaska pollock fishery is among the most valuable in the world, with 2023 commercial landings worth more than $520 million, according to a NOAA database. The federal agency also estimates the Bering Sea pollock fishery to have a, quote, relatively low impact on critical salmon runs for western and interior Alaska. But those runs have been lackluster in recent years. And for chum salmon, Alaska Department of Fish and Game data shows species abundance from 2020 to 2023 has been below historical averages in the Yukon, Kuskokwim, and Norton Sound areas. In response to that decline, advocates ramped up calls to add a layer of protection for chums against bycatch in a bid to preserve subsistence uses and tribes' traditional ways of life. And Tanana Chiefs Conference Natural Resources Policy Analyst Crystal Lapp says instituting a limit would be one tangible way for fisheries managers to bolster chum runs in the face of myriad environmental challenges.
These declines are driven by multiple pressures, including climate change, pollution, hatchery fish competition, ecosystem and habitat changes, overfishing, and disease. However, one of the most urgent and actionable issues in the bycatch of chum salmon in the federal pollock fishery, there's currently no cap on the number of chum salmon caught as bycatch.
NOAA data indicates reported chum bycatch in the Bering Sea can fluctuate dramatically year to year. It hit a high of nearly 711,000 chums in 2005, but dipped to about 13,000 in 2010. By 2021, that number was back up to 546,000 chums, then fell to just over 35,000 for 2024. The federal government published a so-called Notice of Intent in July of 2023 to begin a formal assessment of chum salmon bycatch and management. That was after years of advocacy, which even predates the recent decline in chum salmon runs, according to Therese Vicente, the Policy and Programs Director for the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission.
Tribes and salmon people and folks who care about salmon have been testifying and advocating for reductions in bycatch of all salmon species, including chum salmon, for many, many decades.
Following the Notice of Intent, the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission and TCC joined on as cooperating agencies in the environmental review, and the National Marine Fisheries Service put out the preliminary draft of the EIS last month. The document lists five options, which range from taking no action to implementing a hard cap of between 100,000 and 550,000 chum salmon caught as bycatch. Other options include adding hard caps corridor by corridor within the fishery, or adjusting caps based on chum salmon abundance. The preliminary draft EIS is on the agenda for the upcoming North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting, which is set to take place February 6th to 11th in Anchorage and on Zoom. In Fairbanks, I'm Patrick Gilchrist.
Speaking of fishing, we're gearing up for a new episode of the Bering Sea Barometer, which airs this Friday at noon and 5 right here at KUCB. It's never a bad day to get caught up on Captain Pete Nathan's past entries from fishing the Bering Sea. Find all episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer up on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. Two Christmas starring ceremonies are taking place today. The first is at the Senior Center at noon. There's also a potluck, so don't forget to bring something to share. The second ceremony is at the Church of the Holy Ascension at 5:30. If you can't make the evening ceremony in person, you can join via KUCB's Facebook Live feed. Unungam Tanu class takes place in the high school room 180 Thursday night starting at 6. All are welcome to attend. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Do something you love today.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director and a night watchman. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull tab sales clerk. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. Today is January 6, 2024. Happy birthday to Brian Marine. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Ooh. Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy, she said.
Yeah. You feel Away. How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
The Chuck Berry tradition holds true into the 70s. Brownsville Station, a group of adult, nearing middle age adults, singing about high school. Kick out the jams right here, MC5, the Motor City 5 from Detroit. Spencer Davis Group, I'm a Man, REO Speedwagon, right here, MC5.
Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat, and now my shirt's all wet. What a feeling. In the sound that abounds and resounds and resounds off the ceiling. You gotta have it, baby, you can't do it without them. When you get the feeling, you got sign them up. Put that mic in my hand and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. The kick out. Got it.
Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get to do. the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
Sonic man out of you. Don't stop a good time. Just give me a call.
Stop me now.
Cause I'm having a good time.
Stop me
yeah,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. Yeah, I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb. A battle. Oh, 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 oh.
Down the road to where it's at, I must have lost my way. When I got there, they said I was too late. Now you're the only one can get me straight. So won't you sing me a rainbow, Josie? Roll me a song just tonight. Make it right, cause it's been long for oh so long. There's lots of shades of darkness, Josie, deep inside a man. So sing me a rainbow if you can. Train I went to meet had come and go. Seems like I spend all my time getting off and getting on. I sold my mind and gave my dreams away. And tomorrow I'll start looking round for yesterday. But till then, sing me a rainbow, Josie. Roll me a song just tonight. Make it right, cause it's been wrong for oh so long. There's lots of kinds of hunger, Josie, you don't understand. So sing me a rainbow if you can, if you can, if you can. Sing me a rainbow if you can.
Bad times all pass, with the wind.